Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Hi, this is Act 3 again. As you can tell from the poor sound quality, I am at my parents' house now, and I'm having difficulty recording good sound. I've been experimenting with holding the microphone and laying the microphone down the desk, and a lot of it doesn't turn out very good sound. I also don't know what volume you're listening to this program on. I don't know if I'm blasting your eardrums or if I'm so quiet that you can't hear me. If you know how I can improve the sound quality, please email me at akktri@yahoo.com. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Turn in your Bibles to John 1. We will be reading from verses 19 to 36. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed. He did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said to him then, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered him, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know, even he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." This took place in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, for he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend as a dove from heaven, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. I have seen programs on television about John and the teachings of John in comparison to the teachings of Jesus. People claim that Jesus stole John's ideas and spread them around. But if you read this passage in the book of John, you see differently. In this chapter, we see that John did not take credit for his own work, but instead praised Jesus. He said, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know, even he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." He is putting Jesus before himself and humbling himself before Jesus. Even if John deserves some credit, we see in this chapter that he does not request any of it. He puts all the credit on Jesus. John's humility is something to be admired. Instead of seeking his own glory, he seeks the glory of Jesus. In our day and age, this is a difficult act to follow. A lot of us want to be movie stars, or big celebrities, or famous actors, or famous directors or famous writers or artists or whatever. We try our hardest to get great at something and get recognized by the public for something. But John doesn't do that. Instead, he seeks the glory of Christ. We should do the same. Psalm 115:1 says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to thy name give glory, for the sake of thy steadfast love and thy faithfulness." I don't know about you, but I find it difficult to put aside my own aspirations for fame and success to make Jesus famous. But ultimately, as Christians, this is our purpose on earth, to glorify the name of God and to glorify Christ. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, please give me a spirit of humility like John the Baptist had. Please help me to not glorify myself, and put glorifying him as my first priority in my life. Lord, please help me to seek your glory instead of my own. I pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.